just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. This is Mrs. Waite. We've been reading from 2 Corinthians 5 lately, and I thought I'd continue reading the 17th verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let me read it again. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to introduce you to a new creature today. You know, we hear about different creatures on television, and we read about them in books. But I don't know if many of you realize that when you know Jesus Christ, you're a new creature. Today we have Julie Monahan here. She's from near Erie, Pennsylvania, and she's visiting us. This, I think, is the third time you've been with us, isn't it, Julie?
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I just want you to meet Julie. She's been a blessing to us in our ministry, the Bible for Today, here in Collingswood. And I want her to give her testimony. When she was here the first time, she told me about her testimony and how she was trained to hate God and hate His Word. There was a family Bible nearby her on a table, and if her mother treated it like some hateful book and not to touch it. Julie, give me your testimony. Start any place you want to.
Okay. Well, I came from a very anti-Christian background. I had no real understanding of what true biblical Christianity is or what it means to be saved. For reasons really not known to me, I was taught to fear the Bible and to shun Christians, to avoid at all costs for fear of what it might do to me. In fact, after I finally did get saved, it was an obviously horrifying experience for my mother.
Yes, I can't imagine a mother who would be like your mother. I know it must hurt you very much now that you know the Lord. But you told me that some of your relatives were born again.
Yes, my mother's sister in particular and her husband got saved when I was 11 years old. And he was the first person to share the gospel with me in sincerity. Of course, I was terrified because I'd already been forewarned of how terrible Christians were and how frightening whatever happens to them was. So I didn't learn anything from that. Through the years, I heard a lot of the gospel being preached from a negative standpoint, in other words, trying to make fun of or criticize so that I would learn to hate it even more. But what that, in effect, did was allow me to hear the scriptures, and over the years, the Word of God had its effect, and praise the Lord for that.
That's interesting, very interesting. Well, how did you actually receive Christ as Savior?
Well, I credit all of it to the Lord. It, over a series of things that were taken away from me, people I had always depended on. I lost my dad, my husband, my children moved away, I lost my job. I'd come to a point in my life where I thought I could depend on myself and no one else. Well, I learned that I couldn't depend on myself either. Started wanting to listen to Christian radio preaching, which was very strange for me because I'd always hated it. One night, all by myself, I received the Lord as my Savior, knowing that I couldn't save myself. And oh, what a glorious change. I'm nothing like the person I was before.
Isn't that interesting? What were you like before?
I was, just for instance, very New Age modernistic in my thinking, very humanistic. Hmm. I was a member of the ACLU. I was pro-abortion. I was very liberal Democrat. And all of that has turned around completely. Totally reject all of that. And I hated the churches. I hated the Bible. I didn't want anything to do with it. Now that's all I want. All I want to do is read the Bible and be with other true believers. It's such a difference, and a wonderful difference.
Yes, you really are a testimony to us. Now, did I interrupt you? Did you want to say something?
No.
So I'm thinking about when you actually became a Christian. You said you were by yourself.
Yes.
And you received Christ up.
Yes.
How is that? How is by yourself? What does that
mean? At home, in my own room at night, I knew I needed him. I didn't know enough about the Bible even to know what to expect. But I knew immediately I was changed. I desperately wanted to go to church. Then I started looking for one immediately and looking for a Bible. I didn't even have one. It was just I knew instantly, and I've never doubted it since. It's just been wonderful.
So you really were and are a new creature, a creation.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
Amen.
That's good. So what did your mother think about all this?
Well, the very first reaction, she came to my house when she found out I had been saved and baptized, that it was very visibly upset, and I feel terrible for her, crying, saying it was the worst thing that had ever happened, that it was even worse for her than when my dad had died, and she literally worshipped him, so that was saying a lot. She has since calmed down quite a bit, but she's still not receptive to the gospel.
We should pray for her.
Yes, I do.
Why don't we pray for her right now? What's her first name?
Jean.
Dear Father in Heaven, we pray for Jean. We pray that you will convict her of her sin, that she needs a Savior, and help her to repent. Dear Father, bring new light into her life. You've done it with her daughter, Julie.
Yes.
Now we pray for Jean. Work in her life, Lord, in a way that we have no control over, but thou dost control. Make her feel the guilt of her own sin, and bring her to thyself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read a little bit here, continuing on in 2 Corinthians 5. I think I'll start again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, the 18th verse, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Why don't you read this 21st verse here, because I'm sure you know that one.
For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Thank you. Now, Julie, were you ever baptized, scripturally baptized?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, the first church I attended, I knew a woman that I worked with appeared to be Christian. I asked her where she went. She hadn't been for a long time, and it was a very modern type church, which I left shortly afterwards. But they did do a big once-a-year baptism service, which I was excited about and wanted to take part in. So I was anxious to follow the Lord and everything that he commanded, and I'm glad to have been able to do that, but I'm also glad for the discernment that he provided to know that that was not a good place to stay.
Right. It doesn't. Now, I want to know, how did you know you should be baptized? Some people accept Christ as Savior and they're never baptized.
Well, the Lord blessed me in that even though I didn't have anyone nearby in my family, those relatives who were saved when I was 11, I immediately went to see them out in Missouri as soon as I got saved.
Where in Missouri?
I've forgotten the name of the town, Rondo, I think.
Okay.
Small little town.
Okay.
Out in the middle of the country. My uncle was a pastor of a Baptist church for, by that time, probably 30-some years.
Uh-huh.
And they were very helpful to me. I'd have questions, and I'd explain to them what was going on, that the Spirit in me was grieved over it, and I didn't know why, because I didn't know enough about the Bible to understand even what was wrong.
Uh-huh.
And they were very helpful to me whenever I'd bring questions to them about baptism or any of the doctrines of the Bible. Now, as I've grown, of course, the Lord has provided others who have been, you, Pastor Wade, a great help to me. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, well, that's good. So I'm glad then to see you were scripturally baptized.
Yes.
So what other things have changed in your life? What other things in your life have changed?
Oh, the type of music I like. I used to, of all things, I liked classical music, but I also liked hard rock. And I can't even tell you the names of the groups that I used to listen to. It's amazing that even at that age, I still like it. But that and the things I enjoy, I stopped watching TV immediately. I've not watched TV since. I just have no desire, and I specifically have a desire not to. I just never want to go to movies. I don't want to dance anymore. I used to do country line dancing and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. no desire for that anymore. So many things, just...
You really are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Very, very all much.
All things have passed away.
Very much
so. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes, amen.
So, let's see, you have 2 children and how many grandchildren?
4.
Four. So, do they live near you?
Yes, one daughter lives maybe 20 miles away, and my son's 50 miles away, and then
that's
not too
close,
bad.
That's pretty close, yes. And so recently your husband divorced you, is that it?
Not so recently. He left me 12 years ago, before I was saved. And within the past, I guess it was the past, I lose track of time, 3 or 4 years, he decided to get married to the woman I guess he'd been living with. So he wanted to make the divorce official. And so in that sense, yes, I suppose.
So that must have been when you felt at a loss?
No, actually it wasn't. There'd been many, many things. I mean, when he first left, it was very desperate. The first 2 or 3 years, I was trying very hard to get him to come back, and finally realized that I just should leave it alone. And after I got saved, I was thankful to be alone. I had no distractions, no interruptions. I could study the Bible. I could, you know, focus completely on the Lord without interruption and distraction, which I would have had just sports talk radio and all sorts of nonsense to deal with. And I didn't want the divorce, but on the other hand, I looked at that it was fine, and I'm thankful for the way things are.
Yeah. So how old were you when you got saved?
48.
48. Gertrude Samlin has written, "He touched the leper there that day. He touched the dead man on the way. He touched cold hearts to weep and pray. The wondrous touch of Jesus. He touched the woman with his power. He touched the multitude that hour. He touched the loaves and made them move. The wondrous touch of Jesus. He touched my heart and made me free. He touched my eyes and made me see. He touched my mind with liberty. The wondrous touch of Jesus. His touch, he touched my will and made it bend. He touched my voice, his praise to send. He touched my soul eternally. The wondrous touch of Jesus." Read right down there.
"His holy touch, his tender touch, this touch of God in Christ for me. From heaven to earth, from God to man, he touched us with his great hand."
And that's Julie's testimony, I think, as well as my mother's. I'm very glad to have had you here, Julie. Maybe we'll have you for another time. And dear girls, if the Lord has not touched you, let him reach your hand out and let him touch your Savior's soul.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.